Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Friday, July 10th. It's 34 degrees, feels like 37 degrees Celsius with the wind chill, something like that. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by my amazing Patreon supporters, patreon.com/iChris, as well as, you indirectly, if you go to a small orange and sign up for some awesome web hosting and websitering, if you need to develop a podcast, a blog, whatever, visit goodstuff.fm/dailyish/109, and you can be on your way to an amazing website if you click the little link to Small Orange. And there's a tutorial there to watch if you want. It's Friday. It's randomness. I don't have a plan per se for the show. It's been a weird week and a half, I think, since I last recorded. But it doesn't matter because you just listened to it. And so this is just happening the next day. July 2nd. So yeah, a little over a week. Podcasty stuff, the frustrations of like, okay, just getting this thing over the hill. We've had some technical difficulties that we're finally overcoming in terms of the hosting and where stuff is going. All that is starting to move forward slowly. And and it's just the nature of the beast when you're cash strapped, depending on friends, volunteering time, et cetera, to help with stuff you don't understand. And they have their life, obviously, and their jobs and things to do. And so you're just kind of at the mercy of what's going on. And as a result of some of the delays at Good Stuff, we have directly, indirectly lost out on a couple of podcasts that potentially could have come to Good Stuff. And there's various reasons why, and it doesn't really matter. But generally, it basically boils down to we were ready to do something, and so were the podcasts, but then we weren't ready. And so then they waited patiently, and then they decided to move on because you can't sit around forever waiting for a podcast network just to show up at your door, as you may understand. So, if there's a new podcast starting up with someone who quit a podcast network because they didn't have time to podcast, then obviously you'd want to join that and work along with that and whatever else happens. So it's just been kind of frustrating in that regard. And when I get frustrated down, sort of mopey, depressed, probably don't have enough sleep, then it's hard to want to podcast, do this little podcast here, especially because it's just all me. So if I'm pissy, then I don't really want to be pissy on air, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So that's where it's at. It's stinking hot, like I said here this week. It's awesome, but it's stinking hot. And so it's finally summer. Smoke has cleared. Smoke monster's gone, retreated a little bit up north. Lots of forest fires still going on, though. So thoughts and prayers with the folks who are fighting fires, as well as thousands and thousands of people who have been displaced from their homes, evacuated, forcibly moved, basically, because they could have their city or town or village burnt down, basically. And so it's definitely like the northern half of Saskatchewan is kind of in this, not the whole half, but up north anyways, is in this weird kind of like state of everybody kind of shuffling down a bit. And heard stories of people, like one sister who was looking for her brother because he got on a bus and didn't know, and got on his bus by himself and didn't know where he was going. The sister didn't know where he was going and where he got off and stuff, and trying to find each other, and just kind of the chaos of, and we talked with our kids a bit about that, like what would happen if like we're way removed from a fire, like a forest fire taking down our house or something like that, where we'd have to evacuate. But what would we do in that situation? What would you want to grab? And obviously there's like, you know, certain toys or a video game or whatever that they feel is important right now and that kind of stuff. But it's a good reminder in a sense of those kinds of things and all this stuff that luckily a lot of my business is all online. So, I mean, my laptop can run with, but there is, you know, some money, expensive gear and stuff that would be sad to just leave behind. This nice mic that I waited a long time to get. But hopefully that doesn't have to happen to any of you as you're listening. And how do you segue from talking of your house burning down to Wiener Rouse and having a good time outside? All right. I think I'm going to end it there. Keep it short. Keep it sweet. I have some plans and thoughts and hopes and dreams for what I'm going to do with Patreon stuff. So if you're at all interested in supporting what I do with podcasting, I really, really, truly believe that the way forward for me, for Good Stuff, for Kyle and I, for whoever comes along with this Good Stuff party train, The way forward is going to be listener supported. As much as it'd be awesome just to have a big sponsor drop in and say, here's a bucket of money and we'll see where you end up. It's going to have to be listener or some sort of financial supported efforts. That way, that is the only way this is going to be able to continue, because it's just it's easy enough to do this kind of, obviously this kind of thing is, you know, random and just whenever, but in terms of actually scaling up and doing proper shows and things like that, it's just the time is either spent with my business making money to pay for stuff for my family and help us have a house and food, or it's spent on podcasting, which is sort of in this hobby side project realm where it's not making a lot of money at all and is something that we're building towards, hopefully. And so this summer kind of will be make or break time as far as whether it's going to go forward in this direction or, and these are just some thoughts off the top of my head, but I just really want to impress upon you, I guess, if there's a tug in your heart, in your wallet, to join and become a member of sorts, a supporter of what we're doing here at Good Stuff, patreon.com/iChris is where you can do that and give it some thought, and there'll be stuff that we're working on, I'm working on, as far as rewards and plans for things in the future that you'll be retroactively a part of. It's not like it's going to be a thing where you, if you join now, you wouldn't get a part of it later. But yeah, I value your thoughts and your feedback on that. Obviously, in general, I said I was going to quit 2 minutes ago. Now I've kept going. I've got 1 minute left. In general, different, more podcasts would be helpful to bring more listeners, bigger audience to Good Stuff. And that's what we need to do. There's only a small market for ramblings of a pissy, mid thirties, late thirties dude, white dude. I think that's a small market. Unless you're Marc Maron, I guess. So we need to bring more shows on, produce more shows. But again, that's just time and money. So we'll see where it goes. I'm optimistic, hopeful, and also completely, utterly depressed and crushed. So somewhere in there is where I'm lying. So have a great weekend. I've got some iced coffee to drink. Keep cool. Stay warm. If you're in a cold place, stay cold. If you're in a warm place, have a drink with some friends and make sure you eat fries. Unless you're allergic to fries, then eat something else. Bye.